It took 53 shots and over 60 minutes to finish the job. Easton Dean scored 35 seconds into overtime to lift the Carstar Okotoks Bisons past the High River Brewing Co. Flyers 2-1 in the first meeting of the season between the Heritage Junior Hockey League Southern Division foes on Saturday night at the Murray Arena. "We were in a big mental block after the second period. We just couldn't get anything to go," said Bisons defenseman Avery Gregg. "We regrouped in the second intermission, we bared down and things started to go our way. We knew from the start of the game that once we started throwing pucks on net, they're going to start falling." Gregg broke the Flyers' shutout bid just 95 seconds into the final frame with a well-placed low shot from the point early on a power play. "I was actually going to go cross ice," Gregg said. "But I saw an open lane and a few guys crossing through and so I just let go on the ice and it ended up in the back of the net." Okotoks fired 26 shots on goal in the third and built considerable momentum going into the extra session. Flyers netminder Kashtan Payne, a former Bison, made 51 saves in a show-stopping performance while Okotoks' Grady Nicklaus had 28 saves for his fourth win. "It was tough, we just had to shoot whenever, get pucks on net and try to make a greasy one happen and get one in there," said Bison's forward Braden LeGranger. "They battled hard and it was just a goalie standing on his head and we just had to try our best to get those opportunities." Okotoks and High River will meet three more times during the 2023-24 campaign with the October 27th tilt at the Bob Snodgrass Recplex next on the docket. "It's always been a rivalry playing High River. Usually the games aren't really hockey, it's more of a wrestling match or fighting match," Gregg said. "But it's good to get the first one out of the way against these guys, especially being as we're going to play them more times this year." Okotoks improved to 5-1 with the victory and remain atop the HJHL Southern Division standings, a group that includes the undefeated Medicine Hat Cubs, with Cochrane, Strathmore, Coaldale and High River all within 5 points of top SPT. "They're a good team, they beat us that one time in preseason," LeGranger said. "We know they want to beat us every time they're here." On Friday, Okotoks saw its undefeated start to the season halted at 4 games. The Canucks Cochrane Generals held off the Herd by a 3-2 score with Lucas Watkins and Daniel Tainton finding the back of the net for the visitors. "We were a stronger team last year, we didn't have to work as hard, we could rely on skill a lot of games," Gregg said. "This year, it's a lot different, we saw that, in Cochrane, our skill only gets us so far. But we regrouped and had a chat about it after the game and came in today ready to play." Okotoks is on the road next weekend to take on the Sylvan Lake Wranglers with its next home date on October 20th, in its first meeting of the season with the rival Coaldale Copperheads. For more information, go to okotoksbisons.com.